All right, after the closing jingle, stick around because we're going to throw on a little interview with Jordan Davis from This Morning.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week.
Come on.
But they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
Yeah,
so they have an extra one.
Oh, an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast. Woo! The podcast. The podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Poor Buble.
Oh, is that what that was supposed to
be? I'll say this. That ended up better than I thought. When it started, I went, oh, no.
Wasn't Buble on the last one?
I don't know what it was. Honestly.
Yeah, the last one was kind of Buble-ish.
I don't know.
Like
it's
just, Buble.
It's in a weird little order.
He's, you know what I don't like about him? He's one of those artists that does the fake pull someone from the audience sing.
Dude, the first time I saw Buble live, I liked Buble until I saw him live. Well, let me go back. I liked Buble until the second time I saw him live. Because the first time you go, this guy's amazing.
It turned out to Groundhog Day, didn't it?
Yeah, and then the next show you go to, it's like, wait, what? I thought that was all your charisma and your charm. Yeah. I mean, he even said the same. So, like, one of the shocking things about Buble, if you take your mother or anybody like that, they're going to be shocked because he says the F-bomb a lot.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Buble in his shows gets scandalous.
Who takes their mom to concerts?
Well, dude, it's Buble. I mean, people want to, you know, hey, I got you this for your birthday, mama. I know you love Mr. Buble.
Oh.
So you end up going, and then all of a sudden... So, yeah, they get a little offended by that. They're like, oh, he was such
who's
a
the
nice
other guy?
Boy.
Who's the guy who's with him all the time? Plays piano. He's like the band leader or something? He could be. Dude, I just watched some videos, and it's an older guy.
I literally checked out of Buble years ago after the second concert. I have no clue.
Worst concert you've ever been? Who?
David Foster, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. About you.
Yeah, it might be.
That's Catherine McPhee's husband, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, wow.
Yeah, that's quite the gap.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we pick on you about the dating thing, but that's like twice as much.
Well, I don't get it.
David Foster is how old?
Oh, he's got to be 70.
70-something?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, maybe
see.
This isn't the same guy.
Hold on.
No.
I'm trying to get it. What is the age gap between David Foster and Catherine McPhee?
Oh, it is David. Oh, he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't look 75. Good for him.
Well, it's not...
Probably about 40 years.
Catherine McPhee, he's 75. She is 41.
All right. So...
Yeah.
30.
It's supposed to be half your age. What is it? Half your age plus 7 plus 6, something like that?
Sure.
I
just think it's a 10-year rule. 10-year either way.
What is the age gap dating rule? Half your age plus 7, I think it is, or something like that. Yeah, half your age plus 7. So... Yeah, it's so weird. So it's really bizarre. By the way, Carson is not here. She's doing
is that
Disney.
Like a law?
What? Yeah, it is. Like no, but they say those. That's like the acceptable range.
It's like an unwritten rule in baseball.
So I wish she was in here to talk about this because it's so weird. Because you know, you get people go, oh well, like David Foster and Catherine McPhee. Oh, he's just using her because he's got money and power and he's getting the pretty young lady. But on the flip side, she's using him. She's getting what she wants out of him.
They're in love. Neither one are using each other, Bubba. Come on, don't be so cynical.
I'm just saying. I see that all the time, like where it's like because now like age gap, lady, older ladies, younger men is a thing. Garrett, just letting you know.
No, it is.
I was gonna hit that joke, and you beat me to it.
My older brother married someone who was 10 years younger than him, and he was only like 29 when he married her.
Well, at least she was 19.
And you do that math. But that did not work out.
Oh, wait a minute. So. I just did the math and that, yeah, ouch.
Yeah.
Because they were dating before.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Half his age plus 7.
No.
Yeah, so anyway. I don't know. I just think it's unfair. I think people are like so quick to say, oh, they're a user because they're blah, 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 blah. Look, I have talked to people half my age plus 7. And we don't have a whole lot in common. They're wanting kids. I'm like, I'm done. That kind of stuff. So there's a lot of disconnect in there. And we'll be back after this.
All right.
How's your Russian lessons going?
I'm not taking Russian lessons. I'm taking Spanish lessons. Thank you.
You like the Russian girl you're dating, so you might take Russian lessons.
I went out on one date with her. You say I'm dating.
Why are you letting facts get in the way of a good story?
Okay, so I did go out on a date with this girl, and it was very interesting. Natalia, not her real name, but that's what I call her with you guys on the show. But, it's just very fascinating because she grew up, she's, I think, 43, 44, something like that. She grew up under the Soviet Union, like in Russia when she was little. And she was just like talking about
she's
all
home?
The... 43, 44, 47.
Yeah, I mean, that would be right. She would have been really young.
But... I forget. Oh, I can look her up.
Because 91 was when it ended.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm 44, and I remember USSR, and it ended... when I was like 9 or 10.
She's 44. So. She's 44. Yeah. I just pulled her up. Yeah. She just has these memories. She said she was like 12 or so, like whenever it all fell apart. And the whole reason she's here is because she feels like the oppression of the Putin regime is very similar to that. And so she's like, I had to get out of there. She said, this is kind of a crazy thing. Their movies, their books, their TV, everything under communism was completely controlled by the government. So they had never seen music videos. They had never seen anything like MTV. Big D was talking about how people would smuggle videotapes in because we kind of brought it up on the radio show.
I watched them.
And people would smuggle videotapes in to say, you know, here's an hour of VH1. And they'd be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it was always off about a year because they got like a year old tapes
because it took that smuggling that little ring to get to.
Yeah, there's a real black market when I was there. Like you would go and buy kinds of stuff.
That's what she was talking about. She's like, man, as soon as the fall of communism happened, everything opened up. They were like, she was like, we started getting American movies, and she's like, that was crazy because their state run movies were terribly produced. Mm-hmm. There was no effects. It was garbage. And all of a sudden she had the Hollywood magic, and she was like, this is amazing. And then she was like, Michael Jackson blew my mind. She's like, we had never seen that.
I mean, you think about it from a political standpoint, that is a huge flex, America flex, because they all love all that stuff. And we just come off as the coolest place ever.
Well, that's what she said. She was like, it was like seeing a whole new planet.
Yeah.
Because everything in her existence, as you know, you went to the Soviet Union.
I would say it was another planet the other way.
And
it was terrible. That's an awful place. I haven't been
those dystopian movies.
I'm telling you, it was exactly how you think it looked. It was a straight gray.
Bread lines, everything
bread
gray.
Lines, gray, overcast skies. Things are dirty. People stink. The food is awful.
You know what she said yesterday? We were talking last night, and she said something about having to do yard work. And she's like, it's so crazy because in Moscow, everything is apartment buildings. There are no individual homes.
They're all flats.
So every apartment building looks exactly the same. You have a tiny apartment, dirty, dingy, whatever.
Yep.
And she said, so it's crazy because here in America, you have an individual house. What?
No one had that, man. I didn't. They had it, but... no one could afford that. I was on an exchange program. It was an exchange program between United States and Soviet Union at the time. I was in high school, and senior in high school. And when I was there, I left, and then 2 weeks later, the tanks rolled through, and that's when the fall of communism, of the Soviet Union. That's why we call it Russia now and not Soviet Union. It changed.
So this is what she said. She said, I've lived in big cities and apartments all my life. I'm a city dweller in the European sense. In America, cities are like villages with individual houses, especially after Moscow. The land is too expensive. Only thieves can afford a single place house with land separate. So in other words, like only the criminals under that regime were able to have homes. Yep. She said everything is multi-apartment, high-rise buildings and structures. one square meter for an apartment, the price of a Boeing.
Yeah.
You know, meaning that it was super too expensive much. And
the Soviet Union, the government put there were 50 high school seniors that went from the U.S. and all of us had, our host family was someone extraordinary. One guy had the dad was a stuntman for the movies. Someone was a ballerina. He was in the Red Navy.
Yeah, didn't you say he was like some admiral or something?
Yeah, he's a real
like that?
Big up. Yep. I never saw him. They had a country home. And that's where he was. That's what I was told.
Oh, wow. He had a separate place from his family.
Yeah, but
I wonder if
they
she's
were
talking
very,
about that with the thieves having the other homes.
They're very poor. There's no money. His mom, I'm sure she's passed now, but she would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go and stand in the line to get bread that was not good. You know.
You ever try to track the family down?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
no.
I know it's been.
I did
decades,
for a little while.
But...
He and I would exchange addresses, letters, and stuff. I'm sure I have it somewhere. You know what's funny is that. So I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee, and they told us. They said, "Hey, when you go, take one suitcase that all it is gifts, and you're just going to give it all away. So peanut butter, toilet paper."
That was
candies.
Wait,
chocolates.
Hold on, slow down. Rewind. You said take gifts.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Their toilet paper is terrible. It's real. You know, you can imagine.
Like worse than the toilet paper you get at like an office building.
Oh yeah.
Worse.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was just as bad. Peanut butter. You can't buy peanut butter. They didn't have it. My host family. Peanut butter for the first time, and he ate it, and he goes, oh, Derek, this is so good. And so I said, you guys, because their food was, it's just not good, and you know, you don't want to be rude or anything, so you just eat stuff that you wouldn't, like the sausages they would have. So imagine like a square, like a medallion, like a circle that big of sausage, whatever,
okay,
in America.
And like the size of a 50-cent piece.
Yeah, something like that. Theirs would be over half of it would just be fat globules, like little round white fat all inside.
So they didn't get the meat.
There's not much meat. It was all cut with fat tallow.
Wow.
And so it got.
I bet it was good, though, actually, because, you know, with sausage and everything, fat kind of gives it the flavor.
Yeah. Well. This was a lot
still
of flavor.
Not good.
This was a lot of flavor. It was like one big fat piece. But it's, you know, anyway, I'm from Cookeville, and so they want us to bring these gifts. And so I would go and ask different companies around town if they had, like, koozies, that type of stuff, you know, whatever. And I went to the radio station there in town, one of them, and I said, "You have a t-shirt?" And so I have a t-shirt. I have a picture of my host family standing on the deck overlooking Moscow wearing a Country Giant radio t-shirt, and we're now on that station.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen that picture. Why have that's the one you bring in for show and tell.
Yeah, that's just a Russian in the 90s wearing a t-shirt.
But it's cool because they're wearing a t-shirt from here.
Yeah, but we gave a lot of stuff away, man.
We hosted exchange students, as most people know, and I still keep in touch with my girls. I call them my daughters, you know, I do, and it's cool. Like seeing their lives right now, I mean, they're all over Europe. All they do is travel.
Are they rich or something?
No, they're just, you know, 20-year-olds. And
oh, they're just doing the rail?
They're just jumping on and hey, this weekend we're in Turkey. The next weekend we're in Ibiza or whatever. And then they just go back and forth and they just bounce all over.
Europass, I think they call it.
Yeah, so they're, God bless you, whomever.
Yeah, trains are huge there because everything's so close. And you just hop on, hop off, like you said.
I'm thinking about doing a train at Christmas. They have
there?
Like, no, here in America. I've never ridden on an Amtrak before in my life.
Yeah, I haven't.
And
either.
I'm like, I kind of want to go and experience it. And I was gonna go. I was gonna go to Guam. That was where I was leading. But I just the expense of going out there is crazy.
Well, and by the time you get there, like 2 days are gone.
Yeah, but you do gain a day coming back.
No, true.
Because of the dateline. Yeah, so I think that's going to end up waiting until next year, maybe next summer, maybe next. I don't know, but
you just want to do like a like an Amtrak sleeper car?
Yeah, so they have those little bedrooms, and so I kind of did the distance and all that kind of stuff. You can basically go halfway across the country for about $1,000 with one of those little the small like roomettes or whatever they're called. They sleep two people,
mm-hmm.
and it would be just me, so that would be kind of cool. And then you get like all your meals, or if you get a room instead of a seat, then you get all your meals like comped and everything like that. It's all thrown in there, so mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, that could be kind of fun.
I wouldn't mind doing that if I knew I was gonna fly back.
Well, that was what I was gonna do, is take the rail out there. It's like a 60-hour trip. And then fly back. And I thought, you know, that kind of sounds fun.
Do they let you get out and like a cruise?
Yeah, when you go to a stop, like a station,
yeah.
If you're there for a certain amount of time, yeah, you can hop off.
Okay.
And I've been watching tons of Amtrak videos on YouTube, uh-huh. like all these people going, you know, it's all the hacks. Like, hey, if you get on this train, you know, this line from this city to this city, here's the things you want to do. Make sure you're awake during this time if you want the most scenic.
Cool.
There's all these people that they have ridden every single track. And there's this one northern thing. They're saying, look, if you can, you want to take this one train in Canada. From here to here, you want to do it at this time of year and all that. I'm like, okay, so if I can do this Amtrak thing across the states, then maybe like next time I could do that one Canada rail that they're saying is just like the most scenic thing in North America.
I bet it goes through Banff up in northern.
It goes through like all around, it goes through all those glacier parks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's where Banff is, right across from Glacier National Park in Montana, and also goes into Canada.
So apparently they got, this is one of the things I have gleaned from YouTube this week is there are new pillows on Amtrak, which apparently even the Europeans are gushing over. They're like, these are the best pillows anyone has.
Okay.
So kudos to Amtrak.
Take that, everyone.
That's right. America.
Shoot.
America got better pillows.
But I was thinking about all the, because we're getting ready for the Trump-Putin meeting. So if you're listening to this after the fact, who knows how it went. But, guys, I was reading a thing that says, can you imagine how much planning of what if this happens goes on for a meeting between the two biggest leaders in the world?
Like if one gets ticked off at the other, or just, one says the wrong thing.
Or there's, who knows? I mean, anything could happen. Like you get terrorists who want to like, you know, mess things up.
Well, that's why they
how they get them out of there. And
well, that's why they did it though. Elmendorf Richardson that's a very secure location,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like the midpoint between the. Actually, I mean, I'm kind of shocked that they didn't do it elsewhere. But I guess it is
neutral
kind of,
place.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is about as neutral as you get. It's America, but isolated America.
Yeah.
I've still not been to Alaska, and that has to change, too. That's
I meant to tell you, Craig wants us to go bad.
I want to go.
I want to go. I don't mind going. I just want to be. Dude, I'm telling you.
Craig Morgan is who he's talking about.
Yeah. I picked up this meat, all this, like, crane meat and moose and whatever else I'm eating. But he gives me all this stuff. Super nice. I appreciate it. But his energy is so off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
He's tiring, and I can't imagine being in Alaska, and I can't get away from him.
I think what happens is he gets there and he's got tasks that he has to do, because he seems like a task guy.
Very.
Like, I get here, I got to chop wood, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to...
That's what he was doing that day, too,
yeah,
when I was learning.
So you see him doing that, and so, yeah, man, you're going to get away by default because he's got things to do.
Well,
he's got work.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of... So what he does is he has this camp, I guess you'd call it, where...
Jerry Lake.
Yep. And he has people come up and they pay to stay at this for 5 days or whatever it is, several different cabins in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. And he said it takes like 6 hours to get to the grocery store, something like that. And so everything has to either be brought in by boat, plane, you know, whatever. And then he has to leave at the end of the week to go do shows. So he flies out of Anchorage and flies to Bowling Green, Kentucky, or wherever
he's doing a show.
And does a show, does a thank you, everyone, good night. And then does a Saturday show and a Sunday show. They book him for a double, and then he flies out either Sunday night or Monday morning and is back in Alaska because he has new people. When he leaves, he gets back and there's new tenants.
New people waiting at his place.
Yeah.
Is he up there right now, do you know? Or?
Yeah, he is. You can call him.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
See if he answers. So. Jerry Lake, Alaska. Jerry Lake, Alaska.com. You actually can go and book this and go and do it. It's this off-the-grid experience with Craig Morgan.
It's really...
He may not have a signal. Either,
yeah, it's hit or miss.
He did say they put up a tower not too far from him.
Dude, his house is worse.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please...
Tell him we're in Anchorage.
Hey, Craig, it's Big D and Bubba. We are in Anchorage, and we are trying to get to you. So what do we do?
Tell him we're here for the summit.
Yeah, we're here to do this thing at Elmendorf and all that. But, you know, we're trying to get in touch with you because, dude, we need to know where to go, what to do, et cetera. So call back. Thanks. Bye. All right.
I'm telling you, he'll call within 30 seconds. Boy,
you're in Anchorage. You're here.
Hey, where are you boys at right now? I'm going to jump out of an airplane and we'll find you. And I killed a bear this morning. Killed a bear. I'm wearing his fur. You won't recognize me, but.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Imagine that for a week.
I think it would be fun.
No, the laugh. Oh, the laugh would drive me completely bonkers.
I love the laugh, man. No.
You wouldn't for a week.
You don't.
I haven't hit it in a couple days. How was it?
It feels like it's getting weaker.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Did you shake it? You're supposed to shake it.
No, but I think once you open it up, it's going to be a little weaker.
No. Okay.
Every time I use it, I go home and I kind of have like a lingering.
I'll get you. Massive will bite you.
Dude.
I get like a lingering ammonia in my nose.
Oh, yeah. You shake it up. Smelling salts. Yeah, I shook it nice and then take a big.
After betting on Little League World Series over here.
Oh, you guys figured out how? You see what I mean? Yeah, it's not.
Gary, you want some?
Yeah, I do.
It's not as weak. It's not as weak as you thought.
No, it's not. Oh, that's a good throw I had.
It was. I can see. I'm not betting. Someone sent a message going, are y'all really betting on the Little League World Series?
No, yes.
No, I wish. I would.
So no, what happened with the Little League World Series where they texted out a thing? They made a big statement?
Oh, yeah. Little League World Series, the Little League
Council
organization or whatever.
Yeah.
Sent posted a thing and says, it's come to our attention that there are a lot of people who are gambling on these games. Please don't do that. Please don't make money off the backs of 12-year-old boys. And then they have their logo of T-Mobile on there, and people are ripping them, going, "Oh, really? Really? Don't make money off the what? But you sold a thing to T-Mobile, though.
don't make money off the backs of 12-year-olds. You mean Williamsport, like us.
Small town Williamsport, Pennsylvania, that once a year has all kinds of visitors. Well, I guess now too, because they have the softball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it just I've been there, man. There's not a whole lot in Williamsport.
No, there's nothing.
It's gorgeous. It's like it's very Hallmarky,
idyllic.
Yeah, they have like murals, giant murals of like kids playing baseball, and roads are named like Bunt Road and all kinds. It's cool, but there's not much there. But yeah, you guys are making money off this too, so I can't wait.
Yeah. I watched this guy, speaking of Alaska, and I know I told you about it. He bought a motorcycle off of Walmart.com for like $2,200, built it in the parking lot of a Walmart in Anchorage, and then drove it all the way up to the very like most northernmost point. I'm like, that's crazy. first of all, to you know, have a bike that you don't know, some little Chinese knockoff of a Suzuki or something.
Yes.
He got most of the way there before the right. The front wheel disintegrated. He hit a pothole and literally the entire rim shattered.
That's the best.
That's crazy. But it was gorgeous. Like just the, he had GoPros like on his helmet and behind him and all this stuff. And just the scenery was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I understand why Craig wants us up there. You know, and we've all done big sky type stuff. You know, you with Montana, Colorado, all that kind of stuff. It's big. When you're in it, you realize how big things are because you can see for 45 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And
Switzerland is even more so, I find.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Switzerland has these layers of just, you're just like, there's another one behind it and another one behind it.
I've never been to Switzerland. Yeah. That would be cool.
It's really pretty. It reminds me of like a, like Montana's cool. Montana's like rugged cowboy-ish. Switzerland was like chocolate and cows with bells on them. kind of stuff. And it's cool.
It's all like they're playing up the Swiss thing?
Yeah, it's very European-ish. But if you get a chance to go to Glacier Park in Montana, it's ridiculous.
Don't go to Yellowstone, too. You got to go to Yellowstone.
I tell people not go to Yellowstone.
No, you got to go once.
I can't go to Yellowstone. Y'all know why.
Yeah, it's going to blow up, and it will.
If I go, the caldera glow is going to blow. It's just, I know it. It's in my heart. It's in my soul.
What did you like?
Go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, what did you like? Did you really like it?
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it was good to do it at least once. Because we did see some buffalo out on the... I mean, I liked it. The thing that surprised me was how much of it was burnt.
Uh-huh.
Because there's been a lot of forest fires.
Yeah. And that's good. They like that.
Right.
It's good for them.
But the other part, I didn't realize Yellowstone was just that.
It's that big.
Monstrous.
Yeah, and you go to one... You think, oh, we're going to go to Old Faithful. Okay, yeah. Well, that's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, at the same park?
In the same park.
Oh, so wow. I think what I liked most about it is that I did it.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have it's you done that. Yosemite?
No.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
See,
guess what?
Yosemite.
No volcano.
I've been to the natural rainforest that's up in the Washington State Peninsula.
Oh, yeah,
unbelievable.
We've been there. Yeah. 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 Over there.
Yeah,
so. Where they filmed...
Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah. The Olympic Peninsula is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We went to a really good casino buffet there. You remember that place?
Yeah, we did.
I still remember that. I couldn't remember... the name of the movie that was filmed there, but I remember that buffet. Yosemite. I've never been to Yosemite.
No, I've never been there. I haven't been to Grand Canyon either. I haven't done that.
Really?
All right, man. I'm going to say it, man.
Yeah, it's a big hole.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go, and I want to see the other side of the canyon.
Yeah.
Where the secret base is. Yeah. I mean, that's where I want to go. What?
Schaefer, I'm able to play both. I'm the best utility player.
You really are.
Yeah, because I can make fun, but then I can hop on and be part of the crazy ride. But yeah, there are military bases in the Grand Canyon. So
there are places you cannot go, civilian.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I don't know.
It's not just a hole in the ground, is it?
No, that's where the reptilians live. That's where the greys are.
Yeah, but the reptilians live under the Denver airport too. So,
man. Yeah, they all, and also all in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many weird things in the ocean. What's the senator? What's her face? Luna, is that her name?
Yeah, yeah.
She came in. She was on Rogan talking all about this is a real senator saying, there's
stuff is happening.
We have intelligent beings that we're in contact with.
So the whole thing about Star Trek, the show back in the day, was Gene Roddenberry was, this is a big rumor, he was recruited by the government to do a soft launch into the Federation of Planets, the International Federation, and that's what the whole thing was all about.
Let's go.
So literally, that's what it was. That Federation is patterned upon the truth.
Mm-hmm.
True.
There's something about it. I don't know.
Starfleet Command, truth.
And like, again, I want to make fun of him, but I kind of believe some of it.
Dude, you look at AJ. AJ from the Y-Files.
I know. Did you see him on Rogan?
No, I saw he was on, and I didn't. I keep saying, I'm going to watch that.
It's pretty good.
I can't, man. I can't watch Rogan because I don't sit down and do anything for 3 hours.
Oh, they're the clips. The clips are way
better. That's the thing. That's I have only seen the clips. And, you know, but I saw one the other day. It was AJ on there. I've got it favorited on my YouTube, but it's like an hour and 15 minute clip. I'm like, okay, so there's an hour and 15 minute clip of a 3.5 hour episode. Mm-hmm. I might as well, if I'm going to watch an hour 15, I might as well watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like there's some crazy stuff. AJ, I mean, the Y-Files, I'm just saying, if nobody's watched that,
so good.
It's great. And because what I like is he tells you the conspiracy. He tells you whatever it is. And then he comes back at the end and gives you the debunking argument and mm-hmm. says, yeah, okay, so everything you just heard is subjective. And here's the thing. He lays mm-hmm. it all out and then he goes,
you decide.
But you make up your mind.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it should be.
And he got me. Oh, he got me this past episode, like, or maybe one or two episodes. I'm going to tear up again. They had some little kid, like a 2-year-old, who passed away, and they loved hecklefish.
Aww.
And so they had a stuffed animal hecklefish that they gave the baby, and the baby just kept kissing it and Aww. Kissing it, and it passed away. Aww. And, like, they just kept showing it. I'm like, yeah, as a father, there's certain things that get you. And it got me. I'm like, dang it, hecklefish. Anunnaki!
Anything else?
No.
Bob was like,
I was
no.
trying to think. I was like, is there anything else we want to cover?
Got Jordan Davis got a new album out.
Yeah, and we have that little interview coming up.
Right. That's right.
After this.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, if you love Jordan Davis music, you're really going to love his brother, Jacob Davis, who's much better and more talented.
And very attractive.
Easy, pal. Easy.
He's our favorite Davis boy. The Davis
Wait,
boy.
Wait, me or Jacob?
What? No. Why would it be you?
Of course it's Jacob.
Why would we think...
Yeah, well, it'd be different. I mean, I gotta say, the dude is—if he's kind of talented, I'm not gonna say he's.
How much? What's the age difference between you and Jacob?
2 years and a day.
Does he get? Do you think he's jealous of all your success? A little bit.
I mean, I definitely remind him that I have 7 number ones and he has 4. If we're gonna be honest.
I'm sure holidays are fine. I'm sure you guys aren't. Playing in different rooms louder and louder. Yeah.
What I would love to hear is like whenever you guys are like, you know, requesting somebody pass the whatever plate, whoever has only 4 or 5 or less than 7, can you do this?
You know what we do keep track of though whenever like, you know, it would be Thanksgiving or Christmas when we get together and my mom or dad is like, hey, y'all go get the guitars, come play some songs. I do keep track of like who they ask to play what.
Oh. You
know, if they're like, hey, Jacob, play that Backseat Driver song. Or like, Jacob, play you play By Dirt. And I'll be like, why don't you want me to play By Dirt?
Yeah.
Like, we can listen to you play By Dirt, Jordan. We don't get to hear Jacob singing much. Okay? I got it. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Are they playing favorites?
I don't like that at all.
I don't think they are, but me and Jake are definitely like, hey, did you notice that Mom asked you to play 6 songs last night? She asked me to play 4. Like...
Well, Jordan, not only does he have problems with his family, but he also has an album.
It's titled After the Family. It's called Learn the Hard Way.
it pretty much is, yeah.
Hey, man, I don't think I've ever asked. Like you know, you're just a small-town guy, just like everyone, all of us. And what's the last time you sat back and went, I can't believe I'm actually doing this right now. What is the situation? Like, I'm hanging with someone, doing something on a whatever.
I just did a tight end U. So it's like basically all the NFL tight ends. So George Kittle has become a buddy. So there's one right there where you're like, wait, how do I get to know this guy?
Yeah.
And he asked me to be a part of it and play some songs and come hang. And we were just in this, like, little tight green room and – it's like me and Combs. Like Combs came and hung out, and it was like Kittle and Kelsey and Greg Olson, like all these guys that, like, you know, I always say that it's like, you know, athletes want to be musicians. Musicians want to be athletes. It's not always that case, but
it often is. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, you know, and it's like I'm just sitting in these rooms with these like future Hall of Famers, and I'm like, how did I? What happened here? Like, yeah. How am I? You know, kind of rubbing elbows with these guys, and that was a pretty cool moment for me. It's just a massive sports fan to, you know, be able to sit there and talk football with some of these guys that, you know, you get to watch on Sundays.
Speaking of football, Louis Bourgeois at LSU.
Oh, yeah.
He told me to tell you hello the next time we talked. So there's your hello from Louis.
Hey, Louis is the man. He's my LSU hookup there. So.
Oh, my gosh. Louis, he'll get you four sizes of every single whatever. I bet you could probably open up an LSU merch shop at your house.
I could. All because of Louis.
That's right. Louis, I know. I always want to ask him for more because the 3X doesn't fit anymore. I'm like, Jordan Davis has got a new album. It's out. And make sure you are picking it up. And I guess you don't pick. I guess some people. Do you ever keep track of like how many CDs? Like people, do people buy CDs?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody has that number. But I was at Cracker Barrel the other day and walked past a rack of CDs where I was like, look at that. Because I still remember driving my bike to the music store.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was the best.
Dude,
it was awesome.
Like, remember, like, you used to go and you could put the headphones on and listen to the album before you bought it, and you're like, wow, this is a luxury.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was that was a special time. You just kept track of, like, and, like, that was the only way that I could listen to music I wasn't supposed to be listening to.
That's right.
So, like, you know, all your friends at school are like, dude, have y'all heard the new DMX record?
Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy that hasn't, so you're mm-hmm. like, absolutely. I've been listening to DMX for, like, months.
And remember, how about having to use a Dremel to get the cassette out of that weird long cassette thing?
Home?
Remember that plastic? It was like,
yeah, it was like an extra long really for display long. Purposes yeah. case. It was terrible.
It was the worst.
Wait for cassette?
Yeah,
yeah.
They used
no,
to put.
Oh, stop it, Jordan! Don't do what you're doing. I know what you're. Stop it. You stop it, sir. Right. You stop it.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I don't even care about your dumb music. I don't want to hear your stupid album. I don't want to hear about your dumb stories. I hung out with the NFL players.
I just downloaded it to my original iPod.
Jeez. What? What are you talking?
Oh, that was great.
You're the worst. I can't stand you.
Dude.
I like your brother so much more.
Just
know,
like
you've already said that.
Just like your mom.
It's not a joke. It's not a gag. It's not a bit anymore, Jordan.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
All right. Go check out Jordan's dumb new album. What are you going to do? Sing about beer and girls. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's what you used to do back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
This guy.
That was great.
Didn't take much.
You know, we love you.
Bye, Jordan.
We love your brother,
love you
too.
Hey, thank you for having me. I know you love Jacob a little bit more, but I do know you love me, so I appreciate that.
All right, congrats. Love you. Bye.